I don't remember. Okay.
Yeah. Of course, Kevin Doc.
Nah.
About the depth that Clemson has had over the last couple years. I mean, the defense. And you guys pretty much had like an entirely new unit this year. Didn't skip a beat. What does that say to the depth of Clemson there on defense?
Yeah, we have pretty good depth. Coming in my freshman year, 2012, we had a lot of guys, especially at defensive end, guys like Vic Beasley, Malachi Goodman, you know, Shat Lawson. You know, we was really deep, and them guys got out, and guys like myself got the chance to step up.
As you start to go through this process, have you reached out to Vic or Greg and Jarrett to kind of get some tips on how to deal with this process leading?
Of course, I didn't want to come in this thing as a blind horse and whatnot, you know. So I reached out to my former teammates, and they let me know it's going to be a long, stressful process, but you just got to get through it and stay positive.
In the last few years, there's been some Clemson defensive ends that they did not blossom in the NFL. Does that think that could hurt you, just guilt by association at all?
No, it's not going to hurt me at all. I'm going to be Kevin Dodd. I'm going to go out and do what I got to do, and I'm going to live up to my potential. Basically, it's coming out with that the grade NFL scouts gave me, a second round grade, and then having a great playoff, two playoffs games, and just it's just it wasn't more that I could prove. I feel like I was complete and I was ready to play. I got my chance and I produce, but it's just more stuff. I guess we just have to wait and see. But you believe in me, hey, I'm going to do what it takes to get the job done, and looking forward to it.
Kevin, play opposite Shat Lawson, did it help you, and do you feel you helped him?
Of course, we helped each other. I mean, I'd be crazy if I just. I'd be crazy if I sit there and say Shat didn't help me. Or Shaq would be crazy if he's sitting there and say, I didn't help him. We applied pressure each play, and the goal was to get after the quarterback, and we did that a lot this season.
Did it cause you to fall under the radar?
Of course. I mean, they had him preseason everywhere, and nobody didn't really know about me because he had a lot of playing time in the previous years and previous seasons, and nobody didn't really know about me. And they're going to go with what they projected. If they projected Shaq to be a preseason All-ACC, and that's who they're going to go with, and that's who they went with. So, I mean, I had my chances. I got my opportunity to showcase who I am, and I took full advantage of it.
Alabama defensive tackle A'shaun Robinson, podium A. Alabama defensive tackle A'shaun Robinson, podium A.
I don't really know if there's any team that's willing to put me at a stand-up outside linebacker, but I can do whatever it takes. You know, I did it at Clemson. I felt comfortable at Clemson dropping in space, covering tight ends or backs to the flat. I mean, I can do it, and I feel comfortable about it.
How'd you handle all the hype that you got from this
playoff? You know, just stay grounded and know that's all potential. All that's potential, and if I don't do my part, it's going to be worth nothing. He pulled for Clemson because his son and Clemson is a special place, but it really don't mean much. I mean, thanks for the recognition, but it doesn't mean much to me, you know.
Did you have much contact with him at all during the year or any contact with him?
I did not.
Kevin, the Falcons are one of those teams that have needs.
I mean, obviously I'll have an edge coming in and playing with my a couple of my teammates, and I know that filled me in and ins and out of what I need to know coming in. But and then I'll be right close to home. But other than that, it's not going to be any big of a deal if I get drafted anywhere else. I'm going to be blessed to get an opportunity to play for a team, but staying at home, I mean, I can't complain about being close to home. I love it. I mean, I love the Carolinas, but yeah, I can't complain.
You're an older guy here. You're going to be 24 at the start of the season. Do you think that may hurt you that you're a little bit older than a lot of these guys here?
No. I'm just going to come in and work, and I'm willing to, I'm more mature, and I show that I'm mature, and I done worked over my years of living, and, you know, and I work still.
With so many defensive players from Clemson declaring for the draft, how do you think the defense is going to look next season at Clemson?
The same thing. Same question was last year. I mean, he had 8 stars leaving, such and such, and we came in and stepped right up, and I feel like we have some great coaches at Clemson, and they prepare as well for the future, and they prepare themselves for the future. So I feel like Clemson will do a pretty good job next year.
What do you have to say to the folks that maybe have doubts about you because of the line that you played alongside? You guys should play opposite
of the last. I tell them guys, look deeper into their homework next season, you know, because I was doing it all season. I was there all season, and nothing didn't change from the playoffs from the beginning, from the third game when I got my favorite first sack. I enjoyed watching Von Miller in in the Super Bowl. He very explosive, man. He can do what he do from standing up, you know. I mean, really explosive. Hand usage is all time high, and I mean, I love it, you know. I mean, yeah, recognition it is. It's the key. Shaq went down, Orange Bowl game, and then all the eyes came on me. Like, what is this young guy going to do? But I showed up like I've been showing up all season, and then I finally got the praise, I feel like. DN, I mean, that's what I am. I'm a DN pass rusher, whatever. I mean, dropping in space, like I said, I'm comfortable dropping in space if I had to. I'm do what it takes.
Kevin, if you could change the NCAA targeting, what would you do?
I wouldn't change much. I'm okay with it. I mean, the NCAA have its rules, and I have to abide by it. So, just like the NFL. In some cases, but you got to adjust to whatever it is.
Those last two games specifically, like, what was working for you?
Just what wasn't working for them, you know. I mean, I just did what I did, and I came hard every play like I did all season. And just unfortunately, I made some plays, some big plays, critical plays in both of those games. I mean, you look at as the defensive end, you judge the defensive end as his sack numbers. But you know, when I turn on film, I look at his effort, his ability, and the guy's his body of work. So I mean, and that's what kind of what guy I was. I was always to the ball. You turn on the tape, you see Kevin Dodd at the ball.
Oklahoma defensive end Charles Tapper, table 2.
I haven't met with the team yet. I got in late due to my delay in Greenville, flying out of Greenville yesterday. So I haven't met with the team yet. All right. Thank you.